This second story about the Pocahontas County Commission's long and eventful February 5th meeting describes the remaining events that occurred at that meeting. Following a lengthy discussion about paying F&F Service Center a fee of about $19,000 for storing a single vehicle since November of 2015, the commissioners eventually tabled this until the next meeting to invite Bill Fisher to come and negotiate this price with them. The vehicle had been involved in a crime and held for evidence at a cost of about $15 per day, and somehow had slipped through the cracks. County Prosecutor Gene Simmons said his office could pay up to $10,000 towards this cost. Commissioner Helmick said that procedures such as requiring any officer who tows and puts a hold on releasing a vehicle should be required to make a written report to the commission at the time of the tow, and the storing company should be required to send monthly invoices. Simmons said that a while back, the county had to pay another towing company about $28,000 for a similar situation where vehicles had been held and stored for years. And what may help prevent these situations from occurring in the future, the commissioners, in a separate action, approved the construction of a secure storage area at the former shoe factory building to store vehicles that are being held as evidence. This cost about $10,000 to build. The discussion about the details of this construction were conducted out of public view in executive session because of the law enforcement sensitive nature of those details. In other actions, John Fitzgerald appeared before the commissioners and asked for financial assistance to provide materials for the PCHS carpentry class to build dog houses, which the animal control officer then could give to dog owners who leave their dogs tethered outside in cold weather without shelter. Trish McNall of the County Humane Society supported this request. Sue Helton, the administrative assistant to the commission, pointed out that the animal shelter has a large amount of money that has been donated, which could possibly be used for this purpose. Fitzgerald and McNall will approach the animal shelter to see if they'd be willing to help out with this. At 10 a.m., the commissioners opened and then adjourned a Board of Review and Equalization hearing, as there was no one there for that hearing. The next Board of Review and Equalization hearing will reconvene at 10 a.m. on February the 9th. The commissioners received contribution funding requests from the following organizations: the Humane Society of Pocahontas County, who requested and received $4,000 to be used to spay and neuter shelter animals, among other uses. Kara Rose of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau requested and received $4,614.42 for funding the Bicentennial Commission, which includes their website development. They approved the hiring of Brandon Kelly as a full-time Deputy Emergency Management Director / 911 Dispatcher. Kelly will spend half of his time as a dispatcher and the other half as the Deputy Emergency Management Director. The commissioners approved County Clerk Melissa Bennett's request to hire Aaron Laurie as a full-time deputy clerk at $12 per hour plus benefits to start on February the 11th. Following an executive session, the commissioners agreed to pay $2,993 to settle three claims against the Sheriff's Department that insurance would not cover. The commissioners appointed Todd Wright to fill the unexpired term of George Murphy on the Fire Board and adjourned the meeting following the signing of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.